Hey, you guys, before we get started here, did you know that Frog Pants does a ton of podcasts? It's not just this. Whenever I say at the end of the show, get more shows like this at frogpants.com, I wasn't kidding. All kinds of stuff. For example, Film Sack. Did you know Film Sack exists? It's four guys talking about movies. It's fantastic, and you should check it out. Hey, did you know that Randy Jordan, a.k.a. Randy Deluxe, ex-former co-host of this very show, is a co-host on Film Sack? Did you know that? Well, if you didn't know that, it's there for the taking, and it's free. Go check it out at filmsack.com or frogpants.com, and you'll find even more shows you might like. Do it today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Instance. This is a special episode of The Instance for Friday, March 6, 2020. I'm Scott Johnson, and today we're doing something a little different. We've talked long and hard on the show about how we don't have enough classic content, or at the very least, we don't have as solid or as deep an understanding as some in the community do for Blizzard's latest effort to bring old WoW to a new audience, or to a happy old audience, who knows. We're going to find out about a lot of that and what it means today with our friend Anthony, a.k.a. GamerChecks, from the Stay Classic podcast. Anthony, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I've been a huge fan of Frog Pants for years. I'm very excited and extremely nervous.
Well, you should not be nervous at all, because we're just a bunch of dorks like everybody else, and today we get to dork out about your favorite current Blizzard thing, I assume, which is WoW Classic. So I should probably give a little bit of background on why we're having this conversation. Some time ago on the show, we were talking about Classic and doing it in kind of our usual instance flippant way, because none of us are super into it. Garrett's playing it a little more than we are, but he's kind of off it right now. Patrick never dipped his toe in. I played for 3 hours and felt like I had gotten enough to remember the hundreds of hours I spent in 04 and 05, and I was good to sort of call it good and move on. And so we weren't really tapped in the show, and I'll fully admit this, we're not really tapped into what that community or that sub-community of Classic players was thinking or feeling, or what they liked or didn't like about the current state of Classic, predictions about where it was maybe headed. Classic, by any measure, when it launched, was a pretty unmitigated success for Blizzard in terms of, you know, well-received out of the gate. Yeah. And it may have had its issues or problems, but they, you know, pretty strong at the very beginning. And it was good, because we've kind of had a rough couple years with Blizzard with other issues and other things that aren't even related to WoW. And so some good news was needed, and it was number one in the streaming stuff for weeks. And, you know, it was nice to see. And then things, Some of that goodwill got a little smushed later with that BlizzJunk stuff. But forgetting about all of that for a minute, the one thing that we haven't really kept track of with Classic on our show is the state of it. Like, how is it going? Are the players happy? Are they not happy? And if they're not, why aren't they? And is Blizzard responding to those feelings of unhappiness? I guess I'd want to ask you first off, and most of all, where are you with the game right now? How do you feel about where it is? Kind of the just general sense of the Classic player base. How's it doing?
So, you know, that's a bit of a mixed bag. Like, when you look at rating is doing really well right now. We just had Blackwing Lair drop, and that's been really fun, you know. But at the same time, it's a little too easy. Like, you know, we're in patch 1.12, which in 1.12, there's so many things that are nerfed. This is not exactly what we wanted, per se. We are kind of, a great man once said, you know, do they want to recreate the game, or do they want to recreate the experience? I don't know who this great man is, but they wanted to recreate the game at 1.12 and not recreate the experience.
Sure.
Yeah. And so when you're looking at Molten Core and you're looking at Blackwing Lair, it's kind of sad. Like, these are the nerf versions of them. Now, when we get further into Classic, like when Naxx and AQ come out, besides like the big C'Thun game-breaking bug where you actually couldn't kill him back in the day, we will get a chance to, you know, actually tackle some of that harder content. So we're pretty happy when it comes to rating right now, but there is some people that are jaded in the community about how easy all the content is. Mm. Like, you know, there's not a ton of hard fights in Classic. Like, mostly they're tank and spake, you know, except for a few ones. And especially when you get to Naxx, they're a lot more different, as a lot of the people in the community would have experienced Naxx and Wrath of Lich King.
Sure. Is that a thing though, where this is interesting because I didn't realize people were concerned about the difficulty levels. If Blizzard's mirroring what it was, isn't that what classic players ultimately? Is there an unwritten rule where the classic players are like, well, no matter what, everything just has to make sure it's exactly the way it was when it launched, and if it's at all different, it seems like that causes the most consternation. So if they're complaining about difficulty levels, aren't they complaining about the original game, which is what they want?
So what most of the players want are patches in order. Like we want 1.3, we want 1.4, we want 1.5. They gave us 1.12, which is the end of the game, which is everything pretty nerfed. So a lot of the players wanted to experience what they experienced back in the day. Like they wanted that nostalgia kick.
I get you.
They want a little bit of that pinch in their veins. And that's totally okay. It's okay to have both. Like, it's cool that you recreated the game at 1.12. Like, it's still a masterpiece. They did a great job. And the fact that they're releasing it in patches is still really cool. Like, it's enough for me personally, but there's a lot of people in the player base that wanted to go through the patches with all the nerfs, with all the changes happening, and that's just not happening.
From the outside perspective, when I see complaints about Classic, I immediately fall on the easy reaction, and this is on me for doing that, but I fall to this easy reaction, which is the crowd that wanted Classic in the first place, the ones that wanted the private servers and vanilla to begin with, are a kind of player that can never actually be satisfied no matter what ends up happening. And I'm sure that that is A, incorrect, and B, it's a way more nuanced answer than just yes or no. But what is, if you could generalize the overall, like, what does a classic player really want? Is it patches in order? Is it something else? Is it something that's just hard to explain? So the rest of us are just looking at it like, well, if you're, you know, maybe J. Allen Brack was right. You think you want it, but you don't. You know, it's so easy for us to say that those things. But I've never had anybody articulate to me too much why the classic base seems to be, not more picky, that's the wrong word, but just never seems to be super happy with things.
So I'll answer this in two parts. Lots of WoW Classic players are toxic, and they're toxic mostly because they've been playing a game for 15 years. They've had no changes except how these private servers have been running it. Mm-hmm. When you've been playing something for so long and understand the intricacies of minute details in the game, yeah, you're going to get a little upset when someone tells you how something's supposed to be run. Like, oh, it has to be 1.12. Oh, you know, we can't do it in patches. I'm not saying this is an excuse at all, but I'm saying it's the reason.
Right, I get you.
So it's one of those things where I think the best thing for the community would have been to run it in the patches that came out. I know it's hard to do. They would have had to recreate it. It would have took longer. But I think people would be a lot more happy overall. I guarantee, like, a lot of us in the community feel like they're going to do this with BC or Wrath Lich King. And they're just going to, you know, if you remember at the end of, let's say Wrath Lich King. At the end of Wrath Lich King, this is when they got rid of, like, armor penetration.
Right.
They got rid of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is that also when Hit went away, or when did we lose Hit? I don't remember.
I think we lost it in Wrath Lich King. Yeah.
That was a controversial one for sure.
Yeah. And you know, as somebody that's playing Classic right now, Hit is a big deal. A big, big deal. If you don't have it, you're gonna miss like 20-30% of your attacks on bosses. It's real fun.
It's pretty bad. So I mean, I'll give you the other impression that I have as someone on the outside looking in. It seems like some people want to be able to go toggle things on and off. So I'm not speaking about everybody. I don't want a blanket statement anything, but it seems like some people would love it if Blizzard made some sort of system where they could say, you know what, I want to play 1.2. And so they just flick on a toggle, and everything that was 1.2 and nothing that happened after is suddenly now active in the game. Or they want to go full 1.12. Great. They can just jump to that, and that's the toggle they use. Or more granularly, if they want to say, I want everything that is 1.12, but I want Hit to be gone. So they just turn off Hit. Like, I realize there's knock-on effects of that, and it's not as simple as what I'm saying, but Do you think Blizzard made a mistake by not making this a more robust player-affected system so that they could sort of play the way they want to play?
I think the only thing you could do that with is maybe the character models. Like, you know, we have the cool updated character models from Warlords of Draenor. Mm-hmm. That would be a cool thing to put back in Classic. But when you start, because there's huge changes in all of these patches. If you were to put it on, like, let's say you were like I want to be on 1.4 or 1.5, you might have advantages over other players. And if you're going to be on a separate server, it's going to really make the player base, like, spread out, and so you wouldn't be playing with those people,
right?
So that'd be tough. Like, there's a lot of talk in the community about like, do we want Burning Crusade or do we want Classic Plus? Like, that's a big thing in the community. A lot of people want Classic Plus. We want to, like, personally, I do. I like Burning Crusade. I like Wrath of the Lich King. I would love to see that too. Mm-hmm. But if we had to pick, I would love a Classic Plus. I want to see what the people at Blizzard could do with it.
And in your mind, it's just for definition's sake, Classic Plus would be like what? A timed release of BC, its iterative patches, a timed release of Wrath, like that sort of thing? Is that the thinking?
So, no. So, like BC, like Burning Crusade Classic and Wrath of Lich King Classic would be their own thing. Did you ever read the WoW Diary?
I did.
That came, yeah. So there's a lot of things that were supposed to come out in Classic, like Karazhan or the Dragon Isles, mm-hmm. that people would like to see tagged on at the end of Classic.
I see.
So that's kind of a Classic Plus.
Would they have again, to? They'd have to kind of be their own instance, though, right? Or their own version of the game, essentially.
Yes.
So that you'd have to leave one to go to the other. Maybe you could port a character or whatever, but that's the idea.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Like, you know, Blizzard's not going to want to dwindle its player base again, and that's why we're sad. And like, we don't know, you know, if BC and Wrath of Lich King are going to come out, if they'll do something like Classic Plus, because you're spreading out the whole game. Like, we just got notified that in like the last quarter that the World of Warcraft player base has doubled because of Classic, like literally doubled.
Yeah,
and so. So many people came back for Classic. And now if you were to spread those guys just spread them thin, then I don't know how the community would be like. And would you have wars against other people in the community? I don't know what's going to happen there, but.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions about that too. Community tends to react in ways that the company can't exactly foresee. And so, who knows what that would be. It's a weird fractured Classic base, I guess, but I also like the idea of what it would give to the players. The players just have more choice in that regard, and I'm always for player choice. So to me, that seems like it'd be a decent deal. But I just keep hearing things like somebody emailed me the other day and said, "Well, the reason that we liked the private server stuff is because whoever ran a private server, they could kind of pick and choose the stuff their particular community wanted to have in there.
Right.
So if they wanted to have hacked in versions of the newer models, they'd do it. Or if they wanted to have a certain patch, they'd do it. Or if they wanted to make it so the world had unlimited gold or whatever other weird mutators they would do, they would do it because their community would demand it. And if there was enough demand for two variations, they would launch another server and they would do it that way. And that's all, you know, kind of dirty back alley sort of way of doing things. But it did achieve this thing I'm talking about, which is let the player have the tools to do what they want to do. It's almost like a return to the way video games used to be, and even Blizzard used to be, where players were given tools and modding abilities, and they just don't do that anymore, really. Warcraft 3 Reforged was a great recent example of them clamping way down on a thing that is editable still, but now it's almost impossible to do something truly creative in there. And I get why, and I understand why so many other companies also don't do this anymore. It's becoming a bygone era of PC gaming, but in a lot of ways, I just wish they'd let people sandbox the crap out of Classic. And that way you could have the vanilla servers run by Blizzard that Blizzard could put on that were official, but then they could also offer, you know, sandbox mode on their servers, still control it, keeping their subscriptions, people stay here, and then just let them go nuts, do what they want to do, set up, you know, servers that do all kinds of things and let people swap around with their character levels and, you know, don't do anything that would break it, or even say, look, if you've made a character here and you've gotten level 60 in vanilla and you want to go play one of these weird modded servers, just know that you're you can never bring it back to a true vanilla server. I think players right. players would be okay with it because they would.
I think so too.
Yeah, they'd love to just swap around. So I mean, you. I guess I'd ask this question: what do you think the chances of that ever happening are?
I think they're slim. I don't think Blizzard would ever, you know, dwindle their player base like that. It's kind of the same thing. Also, like, sort of a small example of this. So you remember when retail had Korok's Revenge, the whole AV thing that came out?
Yeah, I remember that.
So at the same time that retail had Korok's Revenge, we had 1.12 AV. Now, Korok's Revenge is closer to the AV everybody wanted in Classic. So players were a bit upset that AV came out in the 1.12 state, when at the same time, the game they disliked the most, which is retail, the game that, you know, a lot of people in Classic, you know, feel retail is like an atrocity to the game they like, like mm-hmm. they originally liked, because it's been changed so much. It's a Frankenstein monster.
Right.
And I, you know, personally, I don't agree with that. I think they're both great games.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people wanted that closer original, I believe it's the 1.5 AV. So it was kind of sad. Like you had the AV that they really wanted. It was a kick in the face. It really was. Like the AV they wanted is in retail, and the AV they got was the AV that was, you know, had been in retail for like 13, 12 years, the same AV.
Do you think they were tone deaf to that? They just didn't notice, or they knew and they were trying to say, hey, retail's cool too, or I don't want to read anything into it, but yeah, they probably had to know, right?
They knew. They responded to it. They're like, yeah, we just, you know, this is the 1.12 AV everybody wanted. And it's like, no, we didn't want this. Like, that was very tone deaf of you. Like, you literally came out and said we wanted this, but we didn't. Mm-hmm. We wanted patches, and we wanted to see everything how it was back in the day. Like, personally, like, I'm a younger guy. Like, when I started playing WoW, I was 9 years old. This is when, you know, AQ came out, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, you've been here. You've been here most of your formative life.
Yeah, I'm going to be 25 this year. So, yeah, wow. I'm an old WoW player. Like, I've been playing most of my, like, before that, I used to play Diablo 2 when I was like 7, 8 years old. Yeah. Like, I've been playing most of my life. I'm a Blizzard fanboy. Yeah. Like, I love this stuff.
Right.
This is so nostalgic for me.
Right.
But to see them come out and say, like, this isn't what you want, like them doing it again, like we really do want the old versions of the patches. Like, we want to see them come out again because it's nostalgic to a lot of us. A lot of us really like it.
So is the cat out of the bag now, though, because they've jumped to 1.12 and there's no, you can't really take it back now, right? They can't go back and start, you know, at 1.1 again and do a slow patch release. Like, they're kind of stuck.
Yeah, what they could do is they could release more servers and try it on the newer servers. Mm-hmm. That's something they could do. Like, just like take, you know, 3 or 4 servers and be like, all right, we're gonna retry this.
Yeah, it's
they could do that.
Yeah, I could see them doing that, but also at this point, I worry. So here's the weird thing. I actually, everything you've described, despite my lack of desire to play Classic in the first place, I desire what you're describing for the players, especially those who are really invested and into it. I think they should get what you guys are asking for. I worry in the current, or let's say the recent state of Blizzard decision-making, that it will not be the priority that we hope it is. And part of me thinks that's true for a couple of reasons. One, you know, Blizzard's just pulled back in general on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that my guess is, when they don't give actual numbers, we know that it was a big boost for that quarter when they launched it, and it did double the base, which is great. I mean, I think they were aiming to do that. It's certainly not still that. I assume there's been fall off or drop off, or even on the other side, there's been fall off and drop off from the BFA side, because BFA is kind of in a pretty stagnant place right now. So
yeah.
I worry that they don't have a ton of motivation to do anything beyond what they've done. And to be honest, it's kind of, you know, they did kind of give people what they wanted in a general way. It's just this living, breathing experience of tweak, change, patch, whatever. I don't know if they've got the heart for it. I think they probably, it's just me guessing, but I think they probably have delivered what they think was good enough, and I don't know how much more they're going to do. Has their response to you guys and to the community in general, has that bared what I'm saying, or have they been more responsive and I just haven't noticed?
They recreated the game. They didn't recreate the experience. I think you're 100% right. Like we see what they did with, Warcraft 3. It, came out half-baked. I think it's kind of the same thing they did with Classic. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, okay, we're going to come out with 1.12 and we're going to release the patches. Like, if they would have just came out with 1.12 with all the content out, that would have been so bad. Like, people would freak out. At least they're coming out with the patches. Right. At least we get to spend, 2-3 months between patches.
Right.
Like, we figured out that, Arathi Basin's coming out this month, the 11th. And then in April, we're getting the Dragons and ZG. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Like, we're excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the, the patches in between, all that content, we don't get to see. We don't get to see, the minute changes to each classes. And I know that sounds, really strange because, in retail, a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, all the classes are essentially the same. Like, there's no, a lot of people talk about class fantasy in retail. Like, there's no class fantasy anymore. Well, we have that in Classic. Mm-hmm. We still have that. I think that Blizzard is coming out a little bit half-baked. And I think with all the recent changes, Jay Allen Brack being the CEO now instead of Morheim is a big thing. I really think, if we had Morheim in there, that he would have done it right. I mean, I think a lot of people in the Classic community have, a grudge against Jay Allen Brack from what he said about Classic, still.
Right. They still see that as his heart was never in it. And so how can we expect him to respond now to issues and things? Now that the thing is out, he's still probably, there's just no way for the community not to have that impression, I think.
Yeah, and we have a list of what the changes were to each classes. There's so many websites out there devoted to the minute details between each patch. Like, if they want to recreate it, they can. It's not like they don't have, they got the old server bricks. They can go back and change it. They could put some developers into it and try to get it done, but I really think they just don't want to. They don't want to pour enough resources, or they're just okay with 1.12.
I mean, it goes back to my point about motivation. Like, what is Blizzard's motivation right now? And what seems pretty obvious, more so lately than ever, is that their motivations in a time where they don't have new games coming out, they've got some stagnation happening with their bigger franchises. They're dropping esports in a major way, kind of not across the board, but they've definitely pulled back.
They did
a big layoff. The HCC thing is still stings a little because I love it.
Yeah, I really liked Heroes a lot.
It was really good. And still is, but it took a blow, and there's no denying it. And I don't know if, it's so easy these days to go, well, it's Activision, Bobby Kotick, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's so easy to do those things, but I really don't know. Like, I don't know what their plans or motivations are. Their leadership has changed drastically. You got Adham back on in the company, but he's not necessarily leading it. If he is, he's doing it from a very quiet place. And then I don't know what that
means. He's always been pretty quiet.
Yeah. I mean, the guy left his own company, because he doesn't like this part of it, but maybe he calls shots from this behind the scenes, and Jay Allen Brack is just a public speech. It's just a different vibe right now.
Yeah.
And I'm scratching for any indication that Classic is anything more than what it already is. If it's going to be more than that, well, wouldn't we have heard about it? I mean, I remember they announced it in, was it 2018? I think, right? Was
yeah,
it official
yeah.
in 2018? Okay.
I think it was.
That was the year I hosted the WoW Q&A on stage. And when we had some questions about Classic, and every time they'd answer, the questions were always like, hey, everyone wants to know, will it go beyond this? Will they do anything on top of it? Like BC, like Wrath, or its own content? These are always the questions. And they always seem to say, Well, we're not saying no, but we don't know. You know, like that sort of thing. And I think it's been long enough that we should have heard something. Like, it feels like it anyway to me. Not that a year and a half is that much time, but you know, from announcement to, you know, well into release, I feel like they probably would have said something by now. But what do I know? And so, if I guess what I'm saying is that, does that silence worry you? Are you concerned about that?
Well, see, luckily they're not being silent on the patch releases. So like, you usually like a month or even even sometimes like a week or two before these patches are coming out, they let us know. So I really do feel like there's going to be a World of Warcraft Burning Crusade Classic and a Wrath of Lich King Classic. I don't think Nax is coming out till January, personally, like next year, January. Mm. Like, I think that's when it's going to drop, or maybe December at the earliest.
Okay.
So I feel like if they were to announce it like after Nax, maybe a month or two after Nax, that'd be really good for the community. Maybe like wait 3 or 4 months and then like, oh, we got it. Or maybe, you know, during this next upcoming BlizzCon, they'd release it. You know, hopefully that this virus outbreak isn't going to hinder that. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know. Like, that's still a huge question too. I'm super curious about it because Blizzard themselves pulled out of GDC before they canceled it. They pulled out of a couple of other events that they normally go to. So I don't know that
I'm a bit worried.
It may not have informed. It depends, I guess, on how this thing spreads and whether or not it becomes truly, you know, as big a deal. But everybody taking these precautions, it made me think, well, maybe there is 1 year where, I mean, they took 2012 off for
just a good excuse, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's like what I'm saying. Like, if you want to take the heat off and just say we are crammed busy with Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4 right now, and as such, and including this, you know, this outbreak, we think this is the right year for us to do another takeoff. I would not be shocked, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel like if they were to have it this year, I think the big thing would be Burning Crusade Classic. I think that's what they would. That'd be the big, like, maybe they'll have a mobile game. Maybe we'll finally see that Diablo mobile game.
Yeah, but I wonder on that one. For sure. They may never.
I don't know if we'll ever see that. Right.
Yeah, it feels like. I don't know, rightly so maybe even, but it feels like they just tucked that thing away and kept it nice and quiet. But they still they keep saying, oh no, it's coming, we're polishing it, it's looking great, it's people are gonna love it, and you know, they keep saying that, but yeah, it's not on my phone yet, so I don't know what to think.
I really do think that this is going to be the year. If it's not December, you know, or no, you know, November during BlizzCon, it will definitely be announced early next year.
And you think the right move is just let's keep going. Let's go to, you know, Burning Crusade.
I don't think it's the right move. I think it's the safe move, like the easy move.
Oh,
like
interesting.
It's like the right move would to start over and to implement, you know, Classic in a patch base and do the same with Burning Crusade and do the same with Wrath of Lich King. I remember raiding Ulduar. I remember raiding ICC. You know, if we had all the changes in ICC and we went back to Ulduar, it's easy. It's going to be the same thing that's happening with us in Classic. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen is they're going to have Burning Crusade come out on the last patch, on the Sunwell patch. No, sorry. Yeah, the Sunwell patch.
Yeah.
And then they're going to come out with Wrath of Lich King on the Ruby Sanctum patch. And that's how it's going to be.
What if they... Do you think there's any viable chance they could do this? So what if they said, we're resetting Classic back to just, no, here it is in launch form, and we're going to do another run. And this time we're going to go patch by patch, and we're going to space it like this, and we're going to do blah, blah, blah. And we're going to, you know, we're going to take as long as it took us to do it the first time. And if you want to do that, you can start a new character and let's go. For people who don't and just want to stay there at that end game point, can just stay there. But what if they gave people that option? Would you as a player, would you go, oh yeah, dude, I'm doing it again. Let's go. And now I know what the cadence is and I'm going to play it this way. What do you think of that?
Heck yeah. Yeah. I would love that. I think that'd be great. I think this is like what we're discussing is what they'll probably do like 6-7 years down the line because they know they kind of screwed up with this.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody were to tell me 15 years ago that they would re-release the same expansion and all the content, I would call them crazy. But they're making making so much money from this. It's working so well. So if they were to put, you know, Classic World of Warcraft Classic, Burning Crusade Classic, and Wrath of the Lich King Classic out at their end states, and then maybe like 4 or 5 years down the road, we get the patch by patch thing. Or maybe even like, maybe, oh, like, we understand that you don't like Burning Crusade. Let's have a patch by patch classic at the same time. That'd be great. Mm. I just don't see it anytime soon, because I think they're pretty stuck in their ways.
Yeah, I don't either. Or at least I just don't see the priority coming out of those guys. And I know they're in the thick. I mean, they don't have separate teams for this, so they're in the thick of Shadowlands in a way that is typical for this cycle. And It's not like they're all hands on deck on Classic and issues dealing with Classic. They're probably very focused on the next expansion for Modern WoW. So even, let's say they launch that in September or October. I don't actually know. I have no idea. But let's say it's somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be a chance for them, depending on whether or not it's BlizzCon, to talk around it. But they maybe that's a chance for them to go whole hog into some, you know, some efforts on Classic. I don't know.
I would really, really enjoy that. I think a lot of people in the player base are upset about a lot of things. Like, a lot of people are upset about the Horde winning, Alterac Valley 90% of the time, Alliance winning it 10% of the time. Mm-hmm. Horde having before. So they did this thing where they got rid of pre-made groups for Alterac Valley. I'm sure you guys covered that on the instance.
We did. Yeah.
And so when this came out, the Horde had like 3 hour long queue times, and then they got rid of these pre-mades for the Alliance, and the Horde, but it really affected the Alliance a lot more. Now we don't win at all. We don't win Alterac Valley at all. So like, the fact that we can't have pre-mades makes it so we don't get a shot. And now the Horde queues are going back up. They're going between like a half hour to an hour. So they fixed it for like a couple weeks, and now it's like going back to how it was. So it's like, oh, okay. Well, now we're just going to lose all the time, and the Horde are going to win all the time. It's like, oh, like, that's not how you fix something.
Yeah.
Like, we never had that back in original vanilla. Like, we always had the numbers. We always had pre-mates.
Well, listening to you, I'm starting to get the impression that a lot of the issues, because it sounds like the raid stuff's going great, well enough. It sounds like this is mostly PvP issues. Is that true, do you think? Do you think this is mostly about that and that side of the game?
I do think so. Like, we had when PvP first came out, we had the controversy like, oh my gosh, I'm getting camped 24/7. Oh, you know, I rolled on a PvP server, cry, cry, cry. Mm-hmm. Which is like, you rolled on a PvP server when PvP was coming out, you're going to get farmed for honor. That's how it was back in the day.
When PvP happens, you can't be surprised if you're on a PvP server. That's how
exactly. Yeah. Right. And you know, that's what I try to tell everybody. And I would say like 75% of the issues are PvP. Mm-hmm. I would say like the issues with raiding are what I stated, like the fact that we don't have it patch by patch. So the raid, like Molten Core, is so easy. Mm-hmm. Blackwing Lair is so easy. We went like the first day Blackwing Lair came. Well, the second day, because that's when we raid. Not a big deal. Right. We went in there and we one-shotted all of the bosses except for one boss, yeah, which is Vale, which is called the Guild Destroyer for a reason. And so it's like the raiding is too easy. I still think that's a big deal. But I would say, like, when it comes to PvP, like, that's probably the majority of the issues. I think you're right.
Yeah. I guess I'm not surprised, but at the same time, this is why this is good having you on to talk about this, because I wasn't really a huge PvPer back in the vanilla days. I never have been, really. The game's had its moments for me in PvP, but it's never been the focus for me. And so a lot of these problems, I hear them and go, well, big deal. Most of the game is PvE anyway. What are you doing out there in the battlegrounds and stuff? But the truth is, that's just me as a player and not everybody else. And it's good to have that perspective that's a problem. Yeah. You know,
if you're an Alliance player right now and you're trying to do Alterac Valleys, you're really hurting. You are hurting. Like, think about this. You're trying to go grind out your weapons at rank 14. And so you have to spend like 12, 13, 14 hours a day in either doing pre-made Warzone Gulches, which is probably the better way to do it. But if you don't know a lot of people, if you're, you know, somebody that's solo queuing in, you have to go do Alterac Valley. And if you're winning two games out of 13, 14 hours, like that really stings.
That's rough, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they didn't, of course, you know, again, being the vanilla experience that it's meant to be, they didn't have a lot of the sort of get out of jail card sort of features they have today in modern WoW. And so that's part of the appeal, but also part of the challenge. And, you know, part of me understands, like, Blizzard can't necessarily, I mean, they've been asked, they basically what happened is they were sort of not forced, but forced to at least reckon with the idea that a lot of players wanted to do this. It's the first time, in, as far as I know, in MMO history where it's even been an issue, where it's like, hey, we really want the thing you did 15 years ago because nobody else had done 15 years of anything. And sure, EverQuest and all that stuff existed, but, you know, they don't really exist in the larger, in the way that WoW does now. And
yeah,
so,
the only one I can think about is old school RuneScape. A lot of people were wanting that,
right? And that took and that did great for them.
Like, it's still doing great. I still know a lot of people that like they'll get on classic WoW and then they'll get on old school RuneScape. That's like the two things they play.
Right. Yeah. And RuneScape, somebody told me that old school RuneScape has more players than their whatever their modern equivalent is.
Yeah, so, and I would argue that Classic is close. Like, there's a lot of people playing Classic. I know this is a big debate, too. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people that play Retail, but there's also a lot of people that play Classic. And I don't know which has more, but they're probably pretty dang close.
I would... my feeling is, yes, that's correct. But I wish Blizzard had, like, released numbers on that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because we really don't know, and we may never know. I always had the feeling that we would know if it was incredible, like if it was just like breaking every possible, record, then that's the kind of thing they would tell us and, you know, and quit being so cagey about it. But the farthest they went in that earnings call was just to say, oh, yeah, we had a huge increase in subscriberships and as expected, and it was higher than we thought. And, you know, that's all we got out of it. We didn't get actual numbers the way we used to get them. And that's kind of a bummer because it's hard to sort of gauge this. I'm sure there was fall off. There always is. Yeah. Doesn't matter what game it is, new or old, you're going to have some fall off. But in terms of like concurrent player bases, who's playing Classic and who's playing BFA, my guess is right now it's probably pretty close to even, if not, you know, if they don't jump ahead of each other once in a while. That'll change with Shadowlands, but then it will.
Shadowlands will boost it right up.
Yeah, and then it'll slide back again. And I would love to see those numbers, but I don't know that they're ever going to share them.
I think they're ashamed of the BFA numbers. If I were to if I were to really think about it, I think they're ashamed of what happened to BFA and how, you know, like 8.3 wasn't what they wanted it to be. It didn't grab a lot of people back. It grabbed people back for, 2 weeks, and now people are falling off again.
Yeah, it's not been... I mean, I can tell you just from my experience, this is just... It's a replay of Warlords in terms of how it felt during this part of the cycle.
Yeah, I got on to play 8.3, and it was pretty lackluster. Like, I like the... what are they called? The Nightmares?
The name just left me.
Me too.
The
Nightmares. The Nightmares.
That's fine.
But those are pretty fun, and like the cape stuff is really cool. The stuff you can play by yourself is really cool. But you know, this is an MMO. I know you can do it with you can do it with a group.
If you're new to this game, this is probably like the greatest time of your life because there's so much to do. And if you started at one, even though they encourage you to boost these days. You know, this is an amazing MMO RPG experience, and I would play it like crazy if I was the new guy. But for people
that have just started, it's a little too much.
Yeah, it's maybe too much. Yeah, it's a good point. There's so much there, but you could find a line and go, all right, I'm going to make this mage and I'm going to build him and I'm going to go. And you could just have a great time doing it and spend a few hundred hours having a blast. So I have no doubt about that. It's just that they have to keep a bunch of players who have been playing this for 15 years who have seen it all, and they have to figure out a way to keep them happy and keep a whole separate base of people happy who just want the original experience anyway.
Yeah,
it's challenging. Rough.
I don't want to be in that position personally. Like, that's hard. That's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it's very, very hard. And I, you know, hats off to the devs and the team and everybody else, but I do think they've got to they've got to get a better handle on how they're communicating this stuff, especially to the classic crowd. They're obviously not getting enough information, or else, you know, it's easy to point to a group of them and go, ah, that whole corner over there is way too toxic, but there's a reason they're mad. So it is possible for two things to be true at once. One, you know, they can be quite toxic, and two, they may have some points.
Yeah. And, like I said, I think they're toxic for a reason. Like, you've been playing something for so long. Like, it's like raising your children. Like, what if somebody 15 years in was like, all right, you can't raise your children that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah. It's a little like that. Yeah. That's a great way of putting it. I'm hopeful that they can address it more and we'll get more out of them. And hopefully this year, more than waiting longer. I think this would be actually right now would be a great time for them to get some really goodwill going.
They need it.
And they could use it in this area as well as any other areas. You know, Blizzard needs it. The only real bright spot, it feels like, coming out of them lately, I hate to say it, but it feels like it's mostly Diablo 4 anticipation and current excitement.
Overwatch 2,
and Overwatch 2, of course. But also, you know, I'll give Hearthstone a bone here. They're kind of killing it right now. So, you know. I don't think that
card battler is so good.
It's very good. Like that battle that I keep joking with Garrett, but I keep saying, man, one of these days they're going to add Hearthstone back into the Battlegrounds game they made. Cause
right.
That,
yeah.
That game is so good. It's so much fun.
Yeah. Me and the girlfriend, literally every night we play, you know, a few matches just before bed. It's super fun. Like it's really good.
Yeah. That's killer. So I just want them to, well, there's all kinds of things I want from Blizzard at this very moment, but I think Classic needs some attention. Obviously, and I think you've made some really, really, really good points. To finish things up, is there anything that you think can be done now, or that you hope can be done now that will, like, I don't know, keep things alive? And one of the things I should mention this: you are now one of the far lesser group of podcasters who are making a show about Classic exclusively. For a while there, it was a little crowded and there was a lot going on, and then a whole bunch of fading happened, just shows shutting down left and right. Was that out of frustration by those guys? Do you think that was just, we said all we need to say? What keeps you going?
You know, the thing that, to answer your first question, what can be done?
Mm-hmm.
I really think we just need more communication from Blizzard. I really think they should up their game a little bit. If they're let's say, you know, I think it's a little late for, you know, vanilla right now, but maybe with Burning Crusade, they could release the patches out how they were.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I do too.
With the podcasting scene, the biggest podcast, Countdown to Classic, I think the reason why they're done is the host is a lawyer and he got real busy. And, I think decided, hey, you know, it's not worth it, maybe, or maybe it's just too hard to keep going.
Sure.
Personally, we just took like a month off because there wasn't a lot of news coming out, but now we're back in full swing. It was just like there wasn't a lot of news coming out around January. It's like it is what it is.
Sure.
And we've done kind of what you guys have done with Core. Mm-hmm. So we have like the whole first part of the show all about Classic and the end, because we play other games too. Like I'm a live streamer.
Mm-hmm.
I stream every day except for Friday, and I'll get on here and I'll talk about all the other games I'm playing. I'm excited for the new Doom coming out. I'm excited for the girlfriend's more excited for Animal Crossing than me, but she's excited.
Well, you
for that.
And your girlfriend is me in this scenario, because man, I'm playing Doom as well, or I will, but I could not be more excited about Animal Crossing. So tell her solidarity. I get it. It's addicting.
I would love to play Animal Crossing, but we only have one Switch, and you can't have multiple islands on one Switch.
Yeah,
and so,
freaking Nintendo. We should do a whole. Yeah. I could do a whole show on why I think.
Otherwise,
they suck.
I'd be very excited for it. It was like, all right, I'll play Doom, you play Animal Crossing. You know, like that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited for all these. Like Resident Evil 3 comes out. Like the demo just dropped for Final Fantasy 7. I hear it's amazing. I'm waiting till it comes out because I don't want to ruin it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the same way with betas and stuff. Like I just, you know, I usually just wait till the full game comes out.
Sure.
And I feel like, you know, even our listener base for the podcast is still doing really well. Like for a new, like, you know, we're only like we're going to be 13 shows in this upcoming week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're still pretty new, but at the same time, like we already have like 2,000 people listening.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's a lot of people wanting that. Wow. that WoW classic content. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess I am filling that void right now, and more people are coming in every week.
I think that's great, because we've talked about maybe injecting our show with more classic content, and just, we just, I don't know, it's like this just thing, you know, that we just aren't playing it enough. We don't have enough of the gumption and the excitement about it. But at the same time, I think it's good for this community to have some voices that are invested in it. So I hope you guys keep it up and keep cranking on it, because I think it's needed right now.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to keep going.
Good. Keeps the pressure on Blizzard, too, to, you know, it's good to have voices out there saying stuff, and trusted ones, and ones that aren't, you know, aren't just spewing toxicity and being cranky, but actually have something valid to say about what's happening. And it feels like that's a space you guys are occupying, and that's fantastic. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Fantastic discussion. Wouldn't mind having you back again, too, to just sort of follow up on all this sometime soon.
I would love to.
So we'll definitely talk about that. Tell the folks where they can get your show, where they can watch you stream live, all that fun stuff.
All right. You can watch me stream at twitch.tv/gamerchecks, GameRchex. And then if you would like to listen to the podcast, Stay Classic is on everything. So no matter where you go, iTunes, Spotify, wherever it is, you'll probably find it.
That's awesome. Well, it's been fantastic having you on. I wish you the best in this endeavor, and I also hope Classic turns into whatever you want it to turn into.
Thank you so much.
No problem. It's been great having you. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. We're back to our new recording schedule next week. Tuesday is the time, or the day, rather. 12 noon Mountain Time is when we start, and we look forward to seeing you guys then. We'll have a regular episode that day. And from here into eternity. Thank you all for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.